Noel Gallagher, thank you very much for your time today. You've
been
a bit busy recently.
I mean, very busy. Yeah.
You're in South America and Jules Holland. And when it is album launch day, do you get like nervous or excited or both?
No. I've finished this album in March. So it's been sitting on it now for 9 months. It's a relief to get it out before it leaks, if anything. So, no, I'm glad to get it out. Then people can see what all the fuss is about. The people that hate it, who haven't heard it, can properly hate it now when it comes out. So I'll be waiting for an onslaught of abuse somewhere.
Yeah, but there'll be the people who love it as well.
They'll love it. I know they will.
Yeah, they will. Well, I love it.
I've never let them down yet.
I know. No, I think it's really, really... Honestly, I'm not just saying that because you're here and you'll hit me if I say it's rubbish. I really do like it. I want to talk about it a bit more. This is the third High Flying Birds album. Mm. You owe a lot of it to your friend David Holmes.
Yeah.
For those who perhaps aren't aware of him, can you tell us about David and how his influence moulded this album?
Okay, so David is from Northern Ireland. He is a DJ who... makes films. He's a fantastic DJ who makes film soundtracks for Hollywood films. More famously, like the Ocean's films.
Yeah,
he made those and more obscure stuff. And so his main thing is film soundtracks. I was a fan of his before I met him, and I met him through Primal Scream, and he produced one of their records, recent records called More Light, and we met at a festival and we got talking, and we exchanged numbers. And when it came to making my last album, Chasing Yesterday, I called him and said, do you want to get involved? And he said, as you've already started it, that's not what I do. I kind of work from the ground up. And so we decided to make a record together. And the main difference being that he doesn't like you to write anything outside of the studio. So he likes to be there. And the reason for that, which I didn't realise at the time, was that he, every time I would write something or would come up with something that sounded like, he would stop me and say, that sounds like Oasis, so we don't want to do that.
Oh, really?
And then I'd work for a few more hours and he'd say, that sounds like High Flying Birds, so we don't want to do that. So the thing was, we were going to do something different. We were going to throw all the cards up in the air and see where they landed.
Because it's been a long process. You started on the album 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was making Chasing Yesterday at the same time.
Right.
So I made a record, did a world tour, and I've done a lot of things since. So I was making them both side by side. And Chasing Yesterday became the anchor that let me do whatever I want with this record, go a bit wild. And that was the thing that was kind of keeping me grounded and doing this more traditional thing.
The opening track, Fort Knox. I mean, it's one hell of an opening track for an album. To me, it's got that wall of sound to it. That like old Phil Spector sound with some North African influences in there as well.
Well, yeah. Well, the main vocalist is a French girl of African origin called Wysie. She's from Marseille. She's an incredible girl. She looks like a character from Star Wars. She's amazing. And I'd never met her before. You know, she how she ended up on this record is fascinating. She was walking through a market buying jewellery in London.
Yeah.
And a woman said to her, "Wow, you look incredible. What do you do?" She said, "Well, I'm from France and I'm in London trying to get into the music business." And this woman said, "Oh, I've got a friend of a friend who's in the studio at the moment making an album and they're looking for singers." A few phone calls went back and forward. She arrives in the studio. She doesn't know. She knows who I am. Well, she does when she meets me.
Yeah.
And it was all moments of inspiration. She wasn't even looking. We weren't even looking for her. She just appeared through a friend of a friend buying jewellery.
God, that's a great story.
Yeah, and she's now in my band.
Yeah.
She's coming on tour with me, and she's amazing. She's an incredible girl.
She's not the lady who plays the scissors, is she?
No, she's a French girl called Charlotte Marionneau, who I'd never met before this record either. She was a friend of a friend. But she's in her own group. She's got her own thing going on. She's in a band called Le Volume Courbe, and she plays the scissors.
Right.
And... she did the French spoken word thing on It's a Beautiful World, and she offered to play the scissors on Jules Holland, and I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen, and I thought to myself, Squares are going to go into a meltdown over this,
yeah.
So it has to be on television.
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.